Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I guess, hey, second time around, we were having some technical difficulties, but that's okay. We are able to restart and start over again until we get it right. I am your girl, Makisha Clayton Lee, certified life coach. Thank you so much for joining the Dumping Ground, and thank you for taking your time out of your busy day to listen to us. You know the shows are archived from today's show all the way up until the beginning shows of last year. So take some time and check us out, or you can go check us out on Google Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts. We are there. So let's get to the meat of this. Like I said, we are continuing doing small business. So today we have an amazing small business owner who has a vegan trailer, and she is a vegan life certified coach and an educator, and she was born in Brunswick. From Brunswick all the way to Westchester County, New York. I'm going to get her on air now, Miss Anna Coleman. Miss Anna, yes, we're trying again, girl. We got this. We are in the business. Let's see here. Let's get you on air. We need some theme music.
Hello?
Anna, are you there?
I am. Hello, Makisha.
Oh my gosh, Sissy, I'm so sorry. We rely on this technology so heavily, and once it's shut down, we're like looking like crazy fools, but that's okay because this is our day to turn up on the Dump the Ground, and I'm so honored that you are here with me. Yes!
Thank you for having me.
Yes! We've been pumped up. We need this connection. I need this education. I need you to inspire. I need you to tell us about my B spot. I need you to tell me how we can get connected, how we can just start buying this yummy slap your mama mac and cheese.
Oh my goodness. So yes, mac and cheese is definitely one of the top sellers, very hot commodity,
yes.
Along with the rice. Thank you.
I'm so excited. So let's talk about, like, tell me what started this journey for you, for your veganism. Like, I know you say you started in 2017, and so just give me what pushed you into, okay, I'm going to become a vegan, you know, what inspired you for that?
Well, okay, so my inspiration came from, I watched a documentary, and I'm sure a lot of people probably have heard of this documentary, What the Health. It was a Netflix documentary, and it's called What the Health, and I just, the whole entire time of watching the documentary, my mouth was just open, and I just felt really bad. So it was more so, they talked about the animals, they talked about the environment, they talk about health. What really drew me was the animals and really getting it up and close, view of what actually happens to animals, before they're in the grocery store, you know, or on your plate. So, and just kind of making a connection that we don't need animals to survive. We don't need to kill and eat animals to survive, or get our proteins or our vitamins. You know, we can find that in fruits and vegetables, grains. So it was more so for the animals for me. And then everything else just falls into place after that, you know, just the compassion for the animals. And, of course, once you start eliminating meat from your diet, then everything else, your health gets better. You know, you're more conscious about the environment. So that's what inspired me. If originally was the documentary What the Health. And I recommend everyone watching that.
Yes. I heard everybody talking about What the Health, and that's when everybody started gearing into vegetarian and all this stuff, and like, okay, I'm going to take this out of my diet and all that different stuff. Like, I'm going to do meat this Monday. Remember we talked about that? So that, I think that show kind of made a lot of people kind of open their eyes to be like, okay. I don't know if I'm about to do that, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's pretty amazing. And so this is the thing that I like to ask all the small business owners who come on the show, and I told you this yesterday. Do you believe that there is some sort of pattern, a formula to become a successful entrepreneur?
I believe that surrounding yourself with like-minded people, consistency, great customer service, along with quality over quantity is what I feel is a great formula for becoming a successful entrepreneur.
So that is like the most top answer that I think most everyone have came on the show and said. I think because we live in a microwave society, right, because we have social media and we see all of these other businesses and they got the numbers, they got the followers, they got the verified check, and you're like, wait a minute, you know what I'm saying? Then you start doing the comparison thing, right? That's just human nature. Because
that's the wrong thing to do.
Exactly. That's
you want to do the totally opposite. Yeah.
Exactly. I agree completely, because I think we as we want everything to happen overnight, and our weight didn't gain overnight. It took some time for my belly to my fupa.
Oh goodness! Let me tell you. I will say that. Gaining weight, you will gain weight faster than you will lose it. I'll tell you that. So,
so that's what I'm saying. It takes some time for, you know, that thing to simmer. You know what I'm saying? So, so this is what I like about your business model. What we talked about last night, and in our practice, you said, because I was like, you should get some food trucks. He's like, because if my food truck is down, I am unable to be successful for that day. But I do have a food trailer, so I can continue to pull and do what I need to. I think that is a freaking brilliant. You know, I would have never thought it. Because again, right, we live in an area where food trucks is like top dominant, right? Everybody wants food truck. But... like you said, you're able to, when their truck is down, their money is down, right? And you're still able to produce. Even if your car is down, you can pull into another car. You're able to still generate that wealth. And I think that is super smart. I salute you. That is a straight up brilliant business model. I like that. I really do. I was like, dang, I never even put – it never even clicked in my brain. You know what I'm saying? That's, again, for you looking at other people's success, and you don't really – and then that ain't my lane, because I told you. I could cook.
Yeah.
But,
you do enough to get by.
Yes, that ain't my business for to be out there selling, you know, the amazing cook food that you have. So one of my LaCrystal was on my show, and she said that, and you said it too, that you catered for her husband, because her husband is vegan, right? And you catered for her husband's birthday party or something like that. And I'm like, I'm like, I look at your pictures, I'm a foodie, you know. I was telling you, bro, I'm going to have to get you down to this Duluth food truck on Fridays. I know you in Florida, but we're going to have to put you up somewhere so you can come down here and show these people what you're working with.
Look, I'm trying to get to Atlanta. I'm telling you, I'm trying to get to Atlanta. So I'm working on that. I'm, yeah. I want to try and get licensed in the state of Georgia.
I need to.
I need someone to have an event and invite me so I can.
Come on, sis. I need you to come and do some pop-ups, girl. Because we, especially in my area, we are a melting pot. We have so many different nationalities, so many different things. And I just can't, sis. It's time for you to come and do some pop-up shops. So I'm going to figure out some activities.
Yes, it is.
So you could kind of, COVID is kind of subsiding. You know, everybody is afraid of COVID. You know what I'm saying? We want to be wise and use wisdom. But, I want us I want you to come down here and show them your skills because, like I told you, you just as talented as Pinky. Pinky, she just was in the right place at the right time, and she was, like you said, making sure she's around the right people who pushed her into purpose. And you're around the right people. You got Miss Crystal, and she's smart as a whip, okay? She's a hustler by nature. You know what I'm saying? That girl got so much going on. So you are in the right vein, and you're around the right people. So it's just timing. You know what I'm saying? But I can see you know, having your little, your little trailers around, and you doing your thing. You know, I can see that. You probably like, Makisha, would you please just stop? I truly believe that you can do it. I truly believe that you can do it. Because, you already have the makeup. You have everything you need. So I feel like, why should you not be able to see and expand your brand, you know? And that's why we're here for the dumping ground, so people can know. I don't want any of our small business owners to be the best kept secret. We should be able to be advertised just like everybody else. And that's why I'm here, to scream your name from the mountaintop.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes. So tell me, you say your top two dishes that you have repeat customers that comes back to you, which is, what is again?
It's the V-Spot spicy broccoli and mushroom rice, and also the Beyond Slappin' Mac. And I actually have three. One of them is just a dessert, and that is the baby reds or the red velvet jumbo. So the baby reds are like a smaller, it's like a mini two-tier red velvet cake. And the red velvet jumbo is kind of like a bigger version. It's just in a little container. It's just jumbled together with the icing and the cake. So those are like my top sellers.
So do you do meal placement? Because I know that's what people are going to ask me. They should do meal placement. So do you take like catering orders like to do?
I don't do meal prep, and I do catering. I offer catering. People can, if they want to just order, like LaCrystal did. She ordered a couple items off of my catering menu for her husband's birthday. Or if people just want to order just a half pan or a whole pan of the rice, this past Sunday, I had three orders of the spicy broccoli mushroom rice half pans that people just wanted, so they can pick up and take home. And so, I have other customers who may call and order other things. So, yes, I do offer catering and special orders. No to meal prepping. I do not do that. I don't want to get into that. That's not what I do. I'm sorry guys, but now before I started operating on the trailer, I was doing little pop-ups and I was doing more catering orders. People were ordering things, but now that I am on the trailer operating now, I don't do as many as I used to do. Because people are just coming in to get individual orders.
Correct. So, we're connected. So we have to be connected because your husband named Kevin and my husband named Kevin. So I have to live vicariously.
Oh, really?
Because you have a golden doodle. And I want a golden doodle, but my husband's like, you're not getting a golden doodle. Like, so I have to live.
Let me tell you, you have to bring, or I don't know, get somebody the golden doodle. I'm telling you, the men, they will say they don't want any dogs or a golden, but these golden doodles are so lovable. I mean, all dogs,
yeah.
But I'm telling you, these personalities. My husband, he was like, this is your dog. And now they're like best friends. And I have a best friend who lives in Alpharetta. I think it's Alpharetta. He and his fiance, they just got a golden doodle, but I was shocked that he even got a dog, but some kind of way they have a golden doodle that looks just like my dog. And he's like,
I
hear over time just bonding with this dog, and it's like, Nick, this is not you. But it's so funny. But yeah, he'll come around.
So
I'll have to bring Seth up there.
Oh, my goodness. Because my daughter, she loves dogs. I grew up with dogs, but my dogs were always outside and stuff like that. My mom wasn't playing that type of stuff. So, you know, it's like I want one, but I know it's such a major responsibility because my sister has one, and, like, she really can't go anywhere. Like, and I feel like it's, like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody doesn't like dogs. I can't bring my dog to your house if you're not a dog lover, right? You know what I'm saying? So I just be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be away. How do I travel and all that stuff? So it's like, and then my daughter is 22 years old too. So she's going out of the house. So ain't got nobody to keep her.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I might want to rethink that thing, you know?
Yeah, we travel. We do travel. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But he's great, though. I love him.
You can just send me pictures of Seth. It's okay. I'll just be like, oh, my gosh, this is Anna's dog.
He has an Instagram page. I haven't been on there lately, but he does. He has an Instagram page, too.
Oh, that is so funny. So this is the part that I like about the connection with people is, like, especially with you, your passion for food, right? And I'm a foodie, and I love it. And I like the fact that you have taken vegan food, because vegan food has a bad rep, right? Like, people's like
yes,
you talk about my cheese thing, but I don't want to go into the cheese thing because then I'm not going to be able to eat my cheese.
You already know. We had that conversation. We didn't even talk about the eggs, but I can go there now. But yes, cow pus.
I am very blunt
and up straight. Yeah, I mean, I'm up front and straightforward about things. I don't like to sugarcoat anything when it comes to our health. So, you know, some people don't like to hear it, but, you know, we are creatures of habit, so we like what we like and we want what we want. But I just, you know, I'm just
like,
straight
that's
up.
That's the New York in you. That's the New York in you. That's that Brunswick through New York type of situation.
You think so? I don't know.
Yes. I'm going to tell you what it is. Don't play with it. I'm going to let you know for your health.
Yeah.
It's up to you make a decision. That's that New York thing, you know. So it's pretty dope, though. I don't have a problem with it. But I just think it's pretty amazing how you're taking your training, your passion for food, and changing the reputation of vegan. Like I said, because some stuff is disgusting, right? And you know, I'm sorry, it tastes like air or it tastes like nothing.
Come on now.
Yes, I have tasted like some, I do like to be on burgers, right? I do like to be on burgers.
Mm-hmm.
I do like to be on sausages. So I do like that. But some of that stuff is absolutely disgusting. But I feel like, even from your pictures, I see that you are able to take something that looks like in our mind, like, ugh. Like we talk about the Brussels sprouts, right? Like I told you, I was like, ugh, I don't do Brussels sprouts. Like, Makisha, you got to give it a try. I'm just like, ugh.
Yes. You have to be willing to be open. I'm telling you. It will change. Yes. It will change your mind. Just be open. But, that goes back to before I became a vegan, you know, I'm passionate about, you know, my cooking. So I wanted to make sure that when I did the transition, that stayed with me. And and then, of course, how we talked about, you know, how there's a misconception when people think of vegan, especially our people. You know, I got to have my meat. You got to put some meat in this and put meat in that. And so I can make greens. You don't have to have any smoked turkey necks or ham hocks or whatever you normally people put in there. But, you have to put your love into it. I just want people to know that you don't need any meat at all for food to taste good or taste like how you're used to, you know, having the food prepared. So if you know what you're doing, yeah.
That's where I think you come into play, because a lot of people don't. You know what? You should probably start a cookbook. Like, that should be your next adventure. Like, I know I'm giving you a lot of business.
Well, I'm going to just tell you right now, nip that in the bud. I do not measure a lot of my dishes. So that is going to be hard.
Listen, you could team up with LaCrystal. You know, she already got these credits in her book. You know what I'm saying? So you could team up with LaCrystal. I know I'm just throwing her out on the bus. I love you, LaCrystal. I hope you feel
good. I know, right? But don't worry about LaCrystal. I'm not even doing it. No, I'm just going to share my dishes with the world as much as I can. But no cookbook. There will not be a cookbook. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Anna, come
you
on.
You have to. You No, listen, let me tell you. You have to stick to your guns when it comes. I have learned that. You have to learn to say no, and you have to stick to your guns on where your business is going to go. Because if you... if you're trying to do a million things at once, I mean, it's going to be a disaster. So like people are like even my husband, he's like, you should make drinks. And I'm like, I just want to cook. That is all I want to do is cook. I don't even want to be on social media posting have to hire somebody, but No. I'm just saying, eventually I will probably have to hire someone to manage that. But I don't like to do it. I really don't. Okay. But I just want to cook.
Miss Anna, you're going to have to work with me. I understand your passion and your drive is to cook and put your love all in the vegan food and with your splash of lemon and zest and all these.
And
nice
I want to coach and educate as well.
Yes, yes. That's where I was heading to. So I want you to.
Okay,
so are you going to have like sections where you can like cooking sessions where you can like do Zoom where people can, or am I doing too much? Is Makisha doing too much?
Makisha.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm just messing with you. No.
Miss Anna, listen, need you to work with me because you have this blessing, you have this gift, right, that you're educating and you're teaching people. And I know right now you probably don't want to do it, but it can be, 10 months down the line. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it tomorrow, but this is just something you can put on your vision board for next year or the year after. It's okay. I'm the networker. I have different things, ideas. You don't have to take them all.
I feel you.
Yeah. I just want you to maximize everything that you can. I know. I understand one task at a time, one goal at a time. I get it. I totally get it. I can see you. I can see this business expanding far, right? I can see it. So,
yeah.
You know, just work with me. You're like, girl.
Well, that is the goal.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
That is the ultimate goal. I would love to, you know, do a tour, a national tour of the U.S.
Ooh.
With my V-Spot in tow. So that's the ultimate goal. I would love to do that. Right now, my next goal is to get licensed to operate in the state of Georgia. And then after that, you know, maybe other states. So I definitely would love to, you know, because that's my state. So I'm a Georgia girl, and I want to. And people are asking, like, when are you coming to Atlanta? When are you, you know, even Brunswick, where I'm from, you know, I've been invited there as well. So I definitely want to get licensed. So that way, I don't have to wait for someone to invite me and be tied to an event. Mm-hmm. I can just pop up, you know.
Ooh.
So that's my next. That's my next goal to accomplish.
That caught me a good jump. I was like, yes. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm coming.
Anna, I am so excited for you. Like I was telling you last night, I want to talk to you in 9 months, you know, and 9 months with the business and being my V-Spot is your baby, right? And in 9 months, things can excel in your business. And I want to do a recap with you on air.
Okay.
When it works correctly.
I know. We had the technical difficulties. Oh, my God.
It's all good, though. But we made it, right? We made it happen.
We did.
We had a good time.
We
had a good time. And
did we get a chance?
I
feel like we didn't talk about a lot of things. But I know you're on a time limit.
No, but we can talk. Tell me two things. Tell me how people can connect with your business. That's the most important aspect for you.
Okay.
How can people connect with your business, with my V-Spot?
Okay.
How can it connect?
My V-Spot. So, of course, I have my social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. I'm on Facebook at my V-Spot Restaurant. They can find it under that. Instagram is at my V-Spot _. And I also just listed on Happy Cow. Are you familiar with Happy Cow?
Ooh. No, what's that?
Happy Cow is it's a website that anybody can go on. It's mainly for vegetarian and vegans. If they're in a certain area and they're looking for vegan food or vegetarian food or places that have those options, they can go on and it'll navigate to where they are, their location, and it'll tell you, you know, what's in the area. So I just listed my V-Spot on Happy Cow. And I also have a website, and I want to shout out the company that I use is under construction right now, but it's www.myvspotrestaurant.com. And it's under, I'm using National Website Designs. Great company, black owned. And I left WIX and went to National Website Designs, and they are awesome. They're being very patient with me because I have a million things going on. The website should have been completed a long time ago, but it's me, not them. It's
That's
me.
Okay.
But so www.myvspotrestaurant.com, and it's, like I said, it's under construction at the moment, but it will be up soon. And I'm trying to think. I think that and I have an email address as well, and that's my_v_spot@yahoo.com. So anyone can email me about any vegan lifestyle coaching and education, or if they want to, you know, inquire about catering services as well, or, you know, a trailer as well. So
what's been your most satisfying moment in your business right now? What, as up to date, like, what's been the most satisfying moment for you?
The most satisfying, I guess, receiving positive and negative feedback from customers is satisfying to me, because I like to take the good with the bad. But, of course, the most satisfying is when the positives outweigh the negatives. So that's, like, my ultimate goal. I'm big on customer service. I always want to make it right, fix it, you know, if it's not. But mainly just seeing, you know, the customers come back or rave about my food. And that's really what's satisfying to me. And also to educate people and they receive it. You know, I was just telling someone and my husband, like, 80% of my customers are not even vegan. So that is very satisfying to me. And they are repeat customers. They are, you know, they are faithful. And so I love it. I love that. And so that's very satisfying to me.
That is so dope. So listen to this. So I'm a statistic queen, right? I love data. I work for a data company, so that's the reason why I love data. And it's from CNBC, and it's Michelle Fox. This is her article from May 27, 2021. It basically said that startup companies boomed during the pandemic. About 4.3 million new business applications were filed in 2020, about a million more than 2019, according to the figures from the U.S. Census. So I am so excited that we are taking a leap of faith to not only work in corporate America, right, but also captivate your purpose, which is your business or your something, or starting that business, starting that dream. That just touches my heart to see that 4.3 million new business applications were filed. That is absolutely astounding to me, because, as you know, the United States was built on small businesses. So I think this is our time for small business. That's why I can't let it go. It's like every month I'm like, okay, I'm done with small business series. I'm going to move on to something. But I can't think of anything else. And I'm just like,
well, we appreciate you.
You know, I just can't think of anything else, because I have a passion for making sure people meet their goal and their vision and life. Like, that gives me surge. That surge me. Like, I don't need anything, right? Because I got to pay for my platform regardless. But me being able to be a willing vessel to help another small business to see and grow, man, dude, that just gives me my hair stand up on my back. You know, I just think it's amazing that when you support a small business, you support a dream. I mean, that is an amazing quote. You know, so I again want to meet with you in 9 months. Right, 9 months you can create a baby in 9 months. You know, so I want to.
Hey, watch out there now.
Wait. No, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
My spot is your baby. The dumping ground is my baby. I'm sorry, I just can't do no other baby. That's why I got a dog, right?
There we go. Yep.
So I want to see your growth. I want to see your next, you know, in 9 months, how far you've come, you know, and I just want to be able to share, you know, just share and just be there to congratulate on you on your wins. That's it, dog. That's all the dumping ground I want to do, is just be able to connect with amazing people who has the drive to want to continue to pursue their dream and purpose. That's it. That's a wrap. So if you know some people,
thank you.
That want, if you know some people, say, hey, they may need this platform too. I've been.
Oh yeah, I actually do. I do. I was gonna forward an email to you about a couple people that I would love for you to interview. So
Send me an email.
But,
I'll send an
email.
And I'm excited to be able to connect with them, because that's all we want to do is just be a shining light, just connect what we can do to make your, business better. I mean, even if you get one new customer, even if you don't get another customer, just being able for you to get an opportunity to just, I have 1,500 listeners. So just something, again, I don't need anything. I just want to be able to be a blessing. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's hands clean. That's it.
We're going to work on you. We got to work on
you. What do you mean?
Don't worry about it. You said you're the can queen? Is that what you said?
We just want to be an opportunity. What did I say? Girl, I be saying so much, and I told you I had to get the gap. We just want to we want to be a platform where people can come and speak and just use this opportunity for their business. That's all. No strings attached. Just want you to be able to just have your moment and... That's it. So what you want to work on me about?
Well,
talk about it.
We're going to work on this dairy first. We're going to ditch that dairy. So that's what we're going to work on. We'll talk off air. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, Anna. Yeah. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. So everybody can hear that, because I just want to, and then we're going to wrap it up. So I'm going to, one Saturday, I'm going to get you send me three different cheeses that you're saying is the best cheese for vegan.
Okay.
And I will go try them, and then I will let you know which one I choose, and I'll pull off the dairy. How about that? I'm committed to doing that.
What kind of cheese do you like? I want to
like
say the other
cheese.
Word, but what?
Cheddar cheese.
And
yes, ma'am.
And do you eat it in? How do you eat it? You eat it on sandwiches. You use it in mac. Okay. What do you use the cheese for?
I use it for eggs. I know you're going to talk about my eggs, but I use just eggs too. So
Oh, well, good. Okay. Okay.
See, I'm moving up.
And you don't know about the vegan cheese? The vegan cheese is out before just eggs. So we got to work on you. Okay. So I will. You said one Saturday you're going to call me or?
Yes.
Or I need to call you.
I'm going to call you. Okay. No, I'm going to call you one Saturday before I go to the grocery store. And then you can tell me, Makisha, these are the cheese that you need to try that are vegan,
because
we're gonna get you off this. Please don't say it, but yes.
Yeah.
So
This CP.
So yes. So
okay.
Then I'll go buy it, and then I'll call you and say, hey, Miss Anna, you were absolutely correct. Now I can eat this with my just egg omelet. How about that? I'm already vegetarian.
How about that?
So I mean, it's not like I can't really.
You are not a vegetarian.
Yes. I'm a pet.
Come on now, Makisha. We're going to have to call a spade a spade. So,
we
got to work on you.
Vegetarian. But I like, I still want cheese in my eggs. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's
so.
Hard. I'm going to try. Okay,
do you eat seafood?
I do eat fish. Come on. I need to get my mic together.
Okay. Yeah.
At least I don't eat pork. At least I don't eat chicken. I don't eat no beef. Mm. I don't eat none of that stuff. So, at least give me a C. Can I get a C? A C plus?
Okay.
A
Yeah, you are working in the right direction. So yes, keep
Amen.
Doing what you're doing,
and then
please contact me, and we can work together.
I got your number.
Yes.
We locked in
okay.
now. Because I know you don't want to do this.
All right, now
cookbook, but two years from now you're gonna have this cookbook. Cause
I believe my best friend is gonna do the cookbook because she has all the recipes.
Okay. Well, you
she
can
might
do
the cookbook.
Okay, but you can put
no.
a little insert in
yeah.
it. You know, you can put a little insert. You know, so don't work with me too. Now I'm gonna need you to work with me too. Come on now, let's do it. We are the bus go round and round. Let's do it. It's been so great talking
yes,
to you. I appreciate your time, and it's a great connection. I'm glad we were able to connect. Send me that email of your business owners you want me to connect with, and I will connect
okay.
with those beautiful people, and we'll go from there. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Makisha. I appreciate your time
and
for having me on.
Thank you so much.
Again,
it's
April.
Been a beautiful time.
David.
April, shout out
yes.
to my girlfriend, April.
Yes.
Yes. All right, well, it's been a great time talking to you, and we will talk again
okay.
on my day when I come off this cheese. Okay, God.
Okay, and then I'll talk to you in April, too. So hopefully by April, we will, we've gotten
you
somewhere with you.
Yes. Oh my God. With me? I'm thinking about your business.
I know. I'm just.
Oh my God.
Do you like how I did that?
I mean, you really.
So
did
yeah,
that
I just, I just want. Listen, I really,
yes.
I am very passionate about veganism, and I just want our people to be well. You know, I just want to. Just because we exercise and work out doesn't make us healthy. That's only 10% of it. So 90% is
right.
is basically what you're putting in your body as far as food.
You're right.
So
you're
that's,
right.
you know, so just being
okay.
on the serious side. I just want our people to be well, that's all, and be educated because I get it. It, you know, from the womb, that's all we knew. You know, whatever our mother
mm-hmm.
ate, we ate. You know, and then when we
mm-hmm.
came out, you know, we're eating, you know, our doctors are not telling us anything. The school is not telling us anything, you know, it's just everywhere, you know, so it's like,
mm-hmm.
okay, so my doctor didn't tell me anything or the school is giving me this food. It's got to be okay. The government is giving it to us, you know, so it's just a lot of education that we are unaware of about the food and how it's affecting our health. And our
right.
and our people, so in our community.
Now you're definitely
so,
right. You
anyway,
100%. Right. No, you're 100%. No, listen, you are 100% right, and that's why I know that you are going to help change our community with your education and you being traveling from state to state. Your goal is to travel from state to state. You
mm-hmm.
would definitely do some impact. So. I'm looking forward to
yes.
teaming up with you to get my life together because I do have a FUPA and it's time for it to go. So, yeah.
All right. I'm excited. I'm excited. It's going to
well,
be
a great...
And we have to think positive. We have
yes.
to think positive. So,
see, you saw
yeah.
how fast I changed my mind? That was really cool, right?
I know. I like that. That's awesome. I love it. But I know we have
right.
to go, so
yes,
I can go on and
amazing.
On, and I'm sure you can too.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it. Yes, yes.
Thank
so
you.
We'll
thank
talk
so
in April.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
and,
before April.
And hopefully
before April.
Well, I mean, as far as the recap, and then I'm hoping,
okay.
yeah, we
yes.
connect, you and I connect before yes. then. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Makisha.
All right, Ms. Anna.
I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. It's been an amazing night, and have a blessed one, okay?
Okay, and thank you for everyone who's tuned in and bear it with
yay.
Us with the technical difficulties as well. Yep, I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, Miss Anna, it's been a great talking to you. Have a great night.
You as well. All right, good night.
Good night. All right, Jumping Ground family, we had Miss Anna Cole. She was on here talking about her amazing business, My V Spot, where she is a trailer, and she has her location is in Florida, where she is 100% vegan, and she has delicious food, and her mac and cheese has nothing in it but some good old Slap Your Mama. That's the name of it. No, I don't think that's the name of her, so don't repeat me. But I think it's like Slap You Something. But, yes, check her out. She cooks green. She has her amazing rice with mushrooms and all these different things. So, yes, check her out. Her information is located at the bottom of this blog and also on our social media platforms. When you get an opportunity, go check her out. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for bearing with us with our technology issues and problems. And, again, these shows are archived from day one all the way up until tonight's episode. Well, have a blessed night.